Heating Up, text by Alan Trussell Cullen. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now turn to page 4. Chapter 1, Getting Warmer. Over the last 100 years, the Earth's temperature went up about 1 degree Fahrenheit. In the next 100 years, it may go up by as much as 6 degrees. This rise in temperature is called global warming. Having warmer weather might sound good, but many scientists who study the Earth's climate are worried. They know that these temperature rises can make big changes to the Earth's environment. Chapter 2, Global Warming. Global warming can do all kinds of things to the environment. It can make the weather more extreme. This means that there could be a lot of hot, dry weather followed by heavy rain and extreme storms. Extreme weather like this could make it hard for people to grow food. It could also kill a lot of plants and animals. Over the last 100 years, global warming has made the seas around the world rise by 15 to 20 centimetres. Scientists say the seas could rise by another 100 centimetres in the next 10 years. This will change the environment for those who live near the sea. It will also change the habitats of fish and animals that live in or near the sea. Chapter 3, Greenhouse Gases. Global warming is not new. The Earth has been naturally warming and then cooling for millions of years. However, the environmental changes that have come about in the last 200 years have been the fastest and biggest changes ever known. The climate is changing so quickly that most plants and animals will not have time to change along with it. Many scientists believe these environmental changes come from greenhouse gases. Greenhouse gases are mostly made by humans. They are made when people burn fuel for energy. For example, cars burn fuel that becomes carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas that most people know about. There are also many other greenhouse gases that come from the fuels used by power plants and many industries. Chapter 4, Making Things Hotter. A greenhouse is a building made of glass that traps heat from the sun. The glass lets the sunlight in but keeps the heat from getting out. This makes the greenhouse heat up. Greenhouse gases do the same thing to the Earth. They make a layer of gas around the Earth, which traps heat from the sun. These gases stop the heat from going back into space. This makes the Earth a hotter place. Chapter 5, Taking Action. An easy way to cut greenhouse gases is to cut down on the use of energy. Whenever people turn on a light or watch TV, they are using energy. A lot of this energy comes from power plants that burn fuel, such as coal or oil. Whenever people drive cars, they are using energy that comes from oil. Everyone has the power to change how much energy they use. Everyone can buy things that use less energy. Try to use less energy at home. Drive cars less, ride a bike, walk, or carpool. Many scientists and environmental groups believe that some industries and power plants make too many greenhouse gases. These groups put pressure on governments to take action about the greenhouse gases made by these industries. Many governments now have laws that stop industries from making too many greenhouse gases. People and governments can work together to help slow down global warming and the extreme changes it makes to the Earth's environment. If the change in climate can be slowed, then animals, plants, and people will have time to change with it. Glossary: carpool, organized to drive to work or school with other people. Carbon dioxide: a gas that exists naturally in the air. Carbon dioxide is also made when many types of fuel are burnt. Fahrenheit: a scale to measure temperature. Water freezes at 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Global warming: the gradual rise in the Earth's temperature. Greenhouse gases: gases that trap heat from the sun and make the Earth warmer.